Blog Talk Radio.
But our host, Ms. Lalta Rasul, will join us and give us the book of the week. Ms. Lalta, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
Greetings, salutations, and in Lakesh, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you today. And today we're hoping that many of you will call in and tell us your stories of transformation through your experiences. And we also have some announcements that I'm going to make before we get started. We have the Quantum Light Property Clearing Class taking place October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Fort Myers, Florida. And we're excited about everyone coming with this course. There is continuing education credits available at the completion of the second portion of the course, which we'll have classes for in November, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. In the Chicagoland area, we will be having our second or part two class of Quantum Light Property Clearing. Also, the Blood Moon is coming up September 27th and 28th, and we are in alliance with PathwaysToLight.org, which will be having a teleconference and also for those in the Chicago area, an opportunity for you to come and part of a Blood Moon activity from 6:30 p.m. to 3 a.m. on the 27th and the 28th for this final Blood Moon that we've been working with for the last 2 years. Also, I will be leaving Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul, and moving to a new platform called Voice America, and it is the seventh wave on Voice America. My first shows will start October 14th and be every Wednesday, and this is an internet radio platform, so I'm not really going to be away from you. It'll be the same day and just a different time, and Soul Solution will continue with Asiya and Ellie Stewart. So this platform will remain and will just be expanding. Also, we have something new on the website I want to tell you about. Chef Atim has cultured vegetables, and the cultured vegetables are very exciting, and it's very important for us to use the cultured vegetables and to chew them and to have a relationship with our microbiome. So I encourage you all to go to DNAReplicate.com and take a look and see about the cultured vegetables and what's going on there. So, Asiya, how are you doing with your equipment? Are we ready to take a caller? I think that our first guest today, which is Brian, and he's going to share with us some of his experiences. Are we able to take the caller? Are we having technical issues?
Well, I have Brian ready. So, Brian, your mic should be unmuted.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Welcome, Brian. We're so happy to have you here. And this is your first time calling into the show, and we're thrilled to have you. And I just wanted our audience to know that Brian has been having some experiences and going through the processes and the protocols at DNAReplicate.com, and he's going to share with us some of his experiences. So thank you for calling in, Brian, and I want to give you the floor.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and for I'm honored to be part of the group. What's one of the messages that I'd like to convey to everyone that's listening? At a high level, I've come to understand through a deep level of painful experiences that there is a force incredibly loving that is constantly looking out and loving us. In my childhood, I experienced some very, very traumatic experiences. I was brought up in a household where love was conditional. I was never instilled with a sense of safety or security. And that manifested itself in my early adulthood in extreme levels of depression. Depression at the levels of despair, anguish, paralysis, and at one point, I almost took my own life. After that experience, something happened when I hit bottom, and I was sent messages that I knew weren't coming from within myself. Messages of, now it's time to go back up again. You've hit the bottom. Teachers, tools, all sorts of things started to present themselves to me, and that ignited a 25-year-plus journey into meditation, spirituality, nutrition, specifically DNA activation and a lot of the other things that I've come to work on here with you, Laura. In the course of my studies, not as a conscious decision, but as a byproduct of this deep-seated desire to get past the need for medications or an external vehicle or tool for my healing, I have studied and utilized anything from Kriya Yoga to several very advanced meditation techniques, and I've become a practitioner of several different modalities and have earned advanced credentials in complementary medicine. I can attest to firsthand that each and every one of these tools that I have utilized in the past have been effective and brought in additional increases in consciousness and vibration. All of them play into my journey, and I'm extremely grateful for all of the teachers, all of the different tools, and all of the different experiences that have brought me to this point. What I can say unequivocally, though, is that the last 3 months that I've been working with Laota and utilizing the tools that she's put into place, I have seen miraculous transformation both internally within the way that I experience myself and I experience the world, and externally in the way that the higher vibration is manifesting in tangible ways in my life. I had been in a situation my entire career. I've achieved a certain level of success within sales and business consulting. But I've always felt that something has been holding me back, or there's been an obstacle that I just couldn't figure out what it was. Even though I've achieved certain levels of monetary success or rank within different organizations, I always felt that there was more, that there was much more that I could be doing both in business and in the world. In my experience, I have had this roller coaster. I'd achieve success, and then it would be taken away, and I would achieve another level of success, and some situation would come in and take that away again. So it's never had any amount of stability to it. Prior to being introduced and working with Laota, I had been in a job that I had taken just to pay the bills and to somewhat reset and get my feet back under me after one of those dips in the roller coaster, if you will. Way underpaid compared to where my skills lied, and my day-to-day experience in the work that I was doing was extremely challenging to find any amount of joy or enjoyment in. In comes an introduction from a good friend of mine to Laota, and I decide to embark upon the journey of the advanced soul clearings and all the other tools. In a very short period of time, in fact, within 1 week of completing the advanced soul clearings, I was offered a new position in a new organization, in a startup organization that has tremendous market opportunity in business. I would be surrounded by individuals of extremely high caliber, and the type of work that I was being offered to participate in just brought a tremendous sense of excitement and joy that I hadn't experienced in work up until that point. So needless to say, I took the job. Well, the cherry on top of this was that this job also pays 5 times more than what I had been earning in the other position that I had been working. Tremendous change. In parallel, my relationship with my significant other has deepened and improved in such tremendous ways I can't even express verbally, but the connection that we have is tremendous. My relationships with those around me that no longer serve my highest and greatest good are shifting at a miraculous rate. More importantly, as those relationships are changing, and one of these is fundamental because it's a relationship with my father. My father has been a highly functioning alcoholic for most of his life, and in the last 3 years, that relationship has been extremely challenging for me to be around, to even maintain any sort of communication or dialogue with him. And since this process, I feel much more peace and understanding of him as an individual, and I'm much more consciously aware and able to decide when to engage and not to engage, and I'm not being pulled in by the energy any longer. So, needless to say, in summary, every aspect of my life, from my internal experience with myself and the way I'm experiencing the world, to the way that the higher vibration is manifesting in all aspects of my life from an abundance standpoint, it's nothing short of miraculous. And I'm very, very grateful for being introduced to the tools and having the opportunity to go through the work.
Well, thank you so much. This is such a heartfelt comment. I'm getting people are texting me saying, oh, you know, Brian is amazing. His story has such great energy. I think that this has been very important for others to hear. And I'd like you to stay on the line and see if we can do our commercial break. And then we'll come back, and we may even have other callers if you all will call in, and we can discuss a little bit of the things you talked about. It was very succinct, and I'm very thankful that you were thoughtful about how you shared this, and I'm already getting texts coming in with people commenting on it. So, let's see, are we ready to go to commercial break and come right back?
We are.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com. A leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
Okay, are we back?
Yes, we're back.
All right, before we go on, I would like to give the book of the week, which is The Power Path Training, Living the Secrets of the Inner Shaman. And this is by Jose Luis Stevens and Lima Stevens. And this book is about the shamanic wisdom that reveals that your personal power comes from being in alignment, which is in perfect harmony with what we're talking about today. When you're in alignment with yourself, others, and your environment, and the dimensions of spirit, this is what this book is about, and this is a helpful tool for those who are looking for additional material to support in the moments when you're needing some spiritual power. I recommend this book, The Power Path Training, Living the Secrets of the Inner Shaman, at audible.com. So thank you very much again, Brian, for sharing your experience. I think many people come to the DNA Replicate and they come to this experience because they're being prompted by their own higher selves because of their desire to be who they are. One of the things that I think is very important that everyone know is that if you are born at this time, you have already won. You have already, you know, succeeded in being one of the ones who will be here, who will have the blessing of being able to heal and help many, many others. And some of you, as Brian, and he didn't say this, but I do know that this strong sense of himself at the very deepest promptings, as many of you do, that you know that you're healers, you know you're here to work with humanity and that you have important work to do. And whether your current circumstance reveals that to you or not, you, many of you are feeling that. Did you feel that as well, Brian?
Absolutely. Yes. In my initial comments, I mentioned how there is something much greater than all of us with more love than we are capable of understanding or grasping that is guiding us. And my life dramatically started to shift once I moved out of things happening to me into things happening for me, so that I could understand that spirit was involved in every aspect of my life if I was willing and diligent in looking for the breadcrumbs to follow the trail that spirit was leaving for me, if you will. So I wholeheartedly agree with your comments, Loda.
You know, it's very interesting living here in the third dimension. It's sometimes difficult to separate your what's in front of you, the illusion that's in front of you, from the reality from which we all spring, which is our own divinity, and the, we're part of a divine universe, and we're an aspect of it in a holographic way. And one of the things I did want to kind of bring forward is, because you went through many steps of the protocol, so you had your DNA, you had soul retrieval, you had soul clearings, you've had an attunement, you've had all of the different processes, but I wanted to ask you, at what point did you really feel significant shifting in your consciousness from, was it the DNA?
Right after the first advanced soul clearing, each step of the process, I felt an increased lightness, and to the point you just made, an increased ability to remove the veils and see situations as they are, rather than as how I prefer to see them or through any sort of distortion or filter. So I noticed almost immediately after the first two soul clearings, and as we went through DNA activation into karmic expungement and all of the other processes that we've been through, that marked improvement was noticeable each step of the way.
Well, I think this is really exciting to have someone who's, you're already a practitioner, which many of the ones who come are practitioners or are about to be practitioners, to have this level of clarity as we speak about it. Now, Sia, I don't want to leave you out of the conversation, so did you have anything you wanted to comment on or ask Brian about, based on his really clear description of his experience?
Well, I didn't have anything specific to ask, but I definitely love the testimony that you shared, Brian, and I think it's a great new addition to what we've been doing, and just showing the results that can happen. And everyone has different experiences from getting this work done, so I'm really glad that you shared yours, because it'll give people some insight on the possibilities that they can experience, and even more. So I'm actually still taking everything in and processing my own experiences, so I'm looking for the right trigger so I can get in on the conversation.
Well, I actually was picking up something from you, and I was, I don't know if this will trigger it for you, but since you've just left the quantum light property clearing class in Florida, I thought you might have something to add to it. This is something that is still very new. We've just had the first class. We're just about to have the second class in October, and this is an extension, yet another extension of the idea of stepping in a very real way to a practice where you can use, you know, if you can heal the material, everything on this planet is natural. Everything has consciousness. And if we can learn how to work with the material of the planet, we can do anything from that point. So does that help in any way, or are you still in thought?
Yes, it does help. There were some things on my mind about the experience at the Quantum Light Clearing class and the different experiences that I've had since my travel started in April. And what I can say is that now that I have returned back to my foundation, I'm able to see the full timeline of what took place the last few months. And it has kicked me into a gear that I've never felt before, because to start somewhere, you have a limited perspective. And I had a very limited perspective before I started traveling, and the experience of traveling and going to different places and connecting with different people, that gave me like a speed experience in what it's like to interact with the world outside of your home. And to come back home, I'm able to see all of the things that I couldn't see before I left home. So I'm seeing the flaws that I didn't even know were possible. I'm seeing all of the corrections that I've made and corrections that I still need to make. My creativity has expanded along with my awareness and my clarity, because you can only be so creative when you are limited in the way that you see yourself and you see the outside world. So the way that information has been coming into my life and pushing me forward to really leave things behind that I couldn't see myself leaving behind 5-6 months ago, I just feel like I'm just on this fast track that I didn't expect to be on. And the best thing that I can do is just stay in my practices and make sure that I keep a steady movement through life every single day and try not to get ahead of myself, because it's very tempting when you feel like that adrenaline rush all the time and you see what is coming for you in the near future. So, yeah, it's only been a week, so I still have a lot to do. I still have a lot to put into a structure and put into place. But I'm just glad to know that other people are having amazing and beautiful experiences like I am, because we need to bring all of our testimonies and all of our experiences together so that we can make a bigger impact on the ones who are looking for this particular vibration and frequency and looking for the help that we have to offer. And going back to Brian, I think he's a perfect example of someone that's on a fast track and experiencing many different magical transformations. So, yeah, that's what I have to say for now.
Well, thank you, Asiya. And Brian, you know, we keep coming back to you because you were so succinct and about the things that happened with you, and I'm hoping that as we speak, you know, you may want to comment on what Asiya said or kind of jump into the conversation more. If we have other callers, we're going to take them, but we also want to make sure that we let these points, you know, settle home for people, that there is, you know, there are, all of us probably know places where we grew up, and we can go back there and see some of the same people in the same places. And there's nothing wrong with that, but some of those people would like to be somewhere else. And these opportunities exist. Most of us have relatives or friends or have known people all of our lives who would love to be, you know, the knot to be untied, so to say. And this is a way, if you have enough will, because one of the things you didn't mention and Asiya didn't mention, but which I want to mention, is that it does require a great deal of will for each person to move out of the density and the gravitational pull of the third dimension. So each of you are to be honored for the type of energy that it took to break through the barrier of darkness. So I want to make sure that we all are in gratitude for the fortitude from within us that comes forward that helps us break the sphere of this level of gravitational pull, so to say. So did you have anything you wanted to share about that?
I wholeheartedly agree. And related to Asiya's comment around the journey that she's experiencing, what my understanding is often helpful when I explain it to folks in that what I'm experiencing is a journey from my head into my heart, and where our true power lies is in feeling and trusting the guidance. And that exists through feeling, which is a heart operation rather than a mind and a thinking operation. And when you start to, again, move from allowing your thoughts to guide you and allowing your feelings to guide you, a lot of these answers and the creativity and all the other things that she spoke about, that's where things start to come in. And that's exactly what's happening for me personally. The more I pay attention to the way something feels versus what thoughts are running around regarding it, the more accurate I'm following Spirit's guidance. And again, the results of my life are showing it.
Well, I actually want to talk about one of those results. Many times when people come in and start the process of clearing and cleaning and reconnecting, they find that they are in circumstances that may or may not be in their highest and greatest benefit, often as relates to relationships. You know, they may find themselves in a relationship, in a marriage, or even in a business relationship that begins to have changes take place because they are changing. You have successfully navigated yours to be one where you're becoming closer and the relationship has become more intense on a positive level. Often what happens is that a person's life starts to change 360 degrees, and some of the people who are in that cycle are moving off course. So they were more they were there for the purpose of getting the person to the part where they could get the necessary help or practices that would get them further, and they are to be blessed so that they can go on and do whatever else they have to do. And it's not often that a person will come on board who has not, you know, your mate has not yet and is about to have some work done but has not yet, and for the relationships to have deepened. So I was wondering if you would share with us any insights on how that has worked out and what you noticed about it, because we did talk briefly about it about a month ago, I think.
So what you're asking is how are my relationships shifting, or how is that manifesting?
Well, I was actually asking about the specific that you mentioned earlier in your conversation about how your significant relationship with your lover has improved greatly, and I'm bringing the analogy that in many cases those relationships, sometimes they improve, but sometimes they separate so that each person can grow in their own experience. And so I wanted you to comment on it, because it's not everyone has the benefit who goes through the practices and does the work. Not everyone has the benefit of being able to keep their significant other, because sometimes that person's not quite ready yet to be on board.
Well, absolutely. And prior to this relationship, I've been involved with Roxanne for about a year and a half now. Prior to this, I'm a monogamous, I'd say I would default to monogamy as a what I'm most comfortable with. But I had been extremely challenged in finding a partner that would be okay with my level of growth and change, because I've gone through this very, very quickly in a short period of time over the past 12 to 15 years. So I've gone through several different relationships that have run their course where we got to a point where my desire for growth and change and what I was stepping into no longer aligned with who that person was choosing to be. And now that I have stepped into this relationship with Roxanne, where we are both free of attachments to who we need one another to be within the relationship and are fully allowing the freedom and the creativity and the things we need to just fully embody who we are as people, that has shifted tremendously from my previous understandings of personal relationships. Now, outside of my significant other, I have a business partner relationship who, up until I started this process with you, Laota, I thought was a best friend or a good friend. As I have become more willing to see the data points for what they are rather than through those filters that we were talking about, this relationship is also level setting or readjusting itself. And I'm really seeing that this person's behavior towards me isn't necessarily what I would prefer and as loving as I would like to surround myself with, and is a duplicate energy of that with my father. So, again, as the veil and the layers of the onion, if you will, are being pulled back and we're able to see more and more and more clearly, it really does help if we have a sense of what the Buddhists will call non-attachment to the outcome or to what the expectation is within that specific relationship, because they can very much shift when there's no longer alignment with both parties' highest and greatest good. So, yeah, part of this process can be painful in that relationships will shift.
Absolutely, and I'm really glad that you've been very thoughtful about it. I wanted to mention something before we go on. I think we have a caller and we have a commercial to do, but I want to share that this principle, the principle being, someone asked me the other day because they were living in a place that was low vibrational and they're working on themselves and they're very concerned about living in a low vibrational place, and I wanted to share what I shared with her, which was when we are at a certain place, we can never be above the vibrations that we are. So what we need to do is work on being a higher vibration, a more joyful, a happier, a clearer vibration. Then all of a sudden, the people, places, and things will automatically open, so that you don't really have to worry about having to stress over the idea of moving. If you become happier and more vibrational and lighter, the opportunity to move will present itself. The opportunity for another person, the person who is not, like you mentioned about, you know, an associate, that person may find themselves moving into a different position in your life, and other people will move forward who are at the vibration and reacting to you as, like you said, Roxanne was, reacting to you at the level that's acceptable for the new vibration that you're at. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that before we go on. And I think we are going to make an announcement and then do a commercial, and we'll be right back, Brian, if you'll just stay with us a moment. Thank you.
All right, if there's anyone that would like to ask a question or share a testimony, please press 1. I see that there are callers, but I don't see anyone in queue. So please press 1 so that I can know to bring you on. Thank you.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get 1 free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.
All right, so our first caller is area code 504, last 4 digits, 961. Your mic is unmuted.
Good morning, everyone in Lakesh. This is Anahara.
Well, welcome, Anahara in Lakesh.
Well, Brian, your story is incredible, and thank you so much for sharing that, because I know that there are a lot of people that can definitely relate to what you're talking about. I'm one of them. And it's very interesting that you mentioned about how people will shift out of your life as you shift into who you're supposed to become. Because I'm in the process of that right now. But there are people, there are some situations that just kind of like hang on and take a while. Which is very interesting.
Well, thank you for coming on and sharing that. And the principle surrounding that is that, you know, things that are you holding on to are in direct proportion to the amount of resistance that you have within yourself. So, you know, this is an important idea to know, that everything is within you. Only things on the outside are the things that were created from what is within you. Thank you very much for joining us, Anahara.
And this, if everyone that's listening, you have to re-listen to this show again. Go back and archive and re-listen to it. It definitely deserves to be listened to again. At least one more time, because what an incredible story of your journey. So do you feel that you're in a place now where you are comfortable? And it sounds like you're still changing. We're all going through this metamorphosis. So how are you in that changing mode, Mr. Brian?
Brian, are you still with us?
He might have his phone muted. He's still on. Brian,
okay.
Can you hear us? Your mic is still unmuted.
Okay. Well, I think we have. Thank you, Anahara. We will ask him that question if we get him back. And
okay.
I think we have another call on the line. Thank you so much for calling in. We so appreciate your attentiveness to the show and your wonderful comments.
Thank you so much, ladies. Everyone have a blessed day.
Thank you, Anahara.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Anahara and Lakesh. Our next caller is area code 773, last 4 digits, 6957. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, everyone. Hi. In
Lakesh.
Can hear me.
Oh, we can hear you fine.
I am so excited. I hope you can feel the excitement in my voice as well. Brian had a beautiful story. I really love that. And I love that he talked about his growth in detail. And I like that I can relate to it myself. And speaking of stories, oh, my God, I've had so much happen since I've had my initial contact with you, Ms. Lodoto, from the beginning. And it's been about a little over a year now that I've been having work done and getting clear. So many things that I did not expect. I was expecting, I reached out for help. I was pushed or driven towards you to get help. I wanted some peace. I wanted some healing and some help in my life. And I had no idea what would be in store for me. I didn't get that peace. I'm getting that healing and that help to the point of a year later, I am married. We moved to a new home. And we got cleared to the point where we're expecting a baby. And I made a joke about it. I told her, if you're going to clear, you may need to put an asterisk there that you'll get so healthy to the point where you'll be prime for a baby.
Well, was this something that had you been interested in having children before or had some,
I had been interested and dismissed it because I thought that I wasn't able to. And so we were happy in our agreement with each other that that was not going to happen. And we had moved on in our life from that and hadn't given it another thought. We were just, we had accepted and settled with the answer of no.
Well, I know that this was an unexpected surprise for you, but I think you're delighted with it. And, the thing I would like to share is that, life is constantly trying to be alive, that your body is alive and constantly moving towards more life, more beauty, more energy, more vitality. This is the idea of life itself. If you ever look at grass in a city, that we put down concrete on top of grass and the grass breaks through the concrete because it's life. It's life being alive. And that's what it feels like when I speak to you. It feels like grass breaking through the concrete, that you are an expression of life, making more life, which is what life is all about.
Forgive my giddiness, but I'm so excited and I feel so full of love, and my bond with my husband is amazing and it's close, and I've never felt so supported and so loved and so alive ever. I won't say ever, but since I was such a little kid, way back, I can remember about 3 or 4 years old when the last time I felt this way. And that's a lot of years to not have that.
Yes, but, one thing about it, once you do have it, it all disappears. All the rest of it, all the lack goes away when love is there. And there's never any loss. So when I spoke to you and you told me the wonderful news, I thought, oh, this is just great. But you also have other stories. I know you'll be joining us in October for the Quantum Light Property Clearing class. And you have a story about your own property clearing, don't you?
Yes, I do. My property clearing. And again, you always don't know what to expect. And in your head, you come up with this story of you build it yourself even before it gets there. So I was thinking, she's going to clear property. It's going to be clear of anything negative, and that's it. But I got such a detailed reading about everything that was in the home that I had not yet moved into. And things that I have just looked with my own natural eyes, looked at the home and went through and signed off and everything was great. And then when I talked to Loyola about my reading and she told me, well, you got a little bit of water damage and you have some things going on in the basement and some things, termites in the garage. And I'm thinking, no, I don't. I do not. I just saw this place with my own eyes. And when I went back to the house, lo and behold, there was water leaking through the ceiling, and the pipe had burst. And it had been leaking for so long that it finally fell through the ceiling before we got a chance to move in. And I had to ask her, oh, my goodness, how did you do that? How were you able to see that? Then I looked under my sink, and the damage was exactly where she said it was. And after being there for a while, I'm thinking, okay, well, she hit most of this stuff, maybe one or two things that I missed that couldn't be there. And later on, I just say, let me go out in the garage and see this. And there they were. I'm always amazed at how pinpoint accuracy that takes place. And just the amount of healing that's going on and just how in tune. And there's so many other things that just out of my giddiness and excitement of what's going on with me now, I may be missing. But I've had things that happen with me internally that I'm not as eloquent with words as most people are to be able to express it, but I am so in tune with my intuition and my spirit, and I'm able to talk with, you know, to say a prayer and ask for protection and ask for guidance from my higher self and from the universe, and things are lining up and falling into place that I just never, beyond my imagine, beyond the love and the healing that I thought I was worthy of, it just came. I'm living in abundance is what I can express right now. I am truly living in abundance.
Well, thank you. I'm so appreciative that you have called and shared this with others so that they may know that this is available for them too. But before you go, I want to have you speak about something that is the birthright of every human being. It's the birthright of every mother with every child. And you are very amazed that you're having this experience, but as you become clean and cleared and connected, it seems like the most natural of things that you can speak to the unborn baby, and I know you're having that experience. So would you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, she introduced herself to me, and this was before I found out I was pregnant. I started having dreams, and then just out of nowhere, just not so much as words, but just a feeling. And it was like she was like, "Hi, Mom," you know, like, "I'm here," you know, and she let me know that she was a little girl, and I was thinking, this can't be. This is not happening. So I told my husband about it, but I told him about the dream, and I told him, you know, I had this feeling, and, you know, we kind of laughed about it. It was no big deal because in my head, this was not happening. This is not true. Even in my transformation and my healing and my learning, I'm still a babe in this, so I'm quick to jump up and say, that's not happening.
I know, there's but no termites. There's no termites in the garage. I know.
All right. And lo and behold, I found out that I'm pregnant. I took multiple tests because I was thinking, no, this is not true. And then I had to hurry up and call Miss Loyola. And before she told me, she was like, "Well, you know, yeah, you know, I know what the sex is, but you." She wasn't willing to just come out and say it. And I said, "This girl has already introduced herself."
This kind of,
I'm amazed at how she communicates, even so much as to tell me what she wants to eat.
Well, I think it'll be very interesting when you get to the portion of a name and working with the food. And this is the experience that every mother can have, where, of course, the baby is part of you and is growing within your own organism. And, of course, you can have this kind of understanding, but we have moved so far from what is natural and our birthright that we're shocked and amazed. But what a wonderful experience to be alive in a universe where this is possible. So I'm so delighted by your delight in this experience and so happy that you called in so that others can know that everything doesn't have to be a mystery, and it doesn't have to be that only the doctor knows. You can ask your baby if they're alive, and you can find out what to feed her by asking her. You know, the intelligence. Go ahead.
One other thing, which I'm amazed by, because my health history is I've had a stroke, I've always had high blood pressure, extremely high blood pressure, which has kind of been difficult to manage with medicine. And in my transformation and my healing that I've been receiving, my blood pressure has gotten to a point where it's lowered. It's healthy where I can get off the medicine. But it's never been ideal. I got to a point where in Loyola's work with me, clearing me, he cleared me to an ideal blood pressure. And for those who have experience high blood pressure, they know what I mean by an ideal blood pressure, where you're not on, you don't have to be worried, and you're not on medicine, and when you walk into the doctor's office, you look like the picture of health. That is amazing to me, and I don't know if it's just you know, she cleared me, and now she cleared my body to be perfect, a perfect vessel for my daughter, but something happened, and I'm amazed. I check it 2 or 3 times a day to check again. If you're not used to experiencing what other people will call the supernatural, it's like watching a magic show. It's amazing to me everything that I learn and I see.
I know, Latrice, we're going to have to get you some popcorn. You are just having such a good time in the front row.
I am. I'm just amazed every time I turn around. And now I'm looking for it. I'm like, what's going to happen next?
Well, I think you're going to have a few surprises, and those who've come to the Quantum Light class can attest to it, that there's still a few surprises for you, and you'll be able to learn how to clear properties at that same level that of detail that you were so just speaking of, and all of this are things that are our birthright. Once our DNA is connected, our gifts come forward, life starts to reorganize itself, we begin to heal, and all of this is something that each of you, I hope Brian is on the phone and can hear this, can pat your own self on the back and give yourself a high five, because it is your will to be and to reach the divinity at which you are actually designed that makes this all happen. And also, this same will can help you help others, which is really what the whole plan is all about. So I'm so pleased that you called in, and if you'd like to share anything else, we have just a few minutes before the end of the show. And Brian, if you're there, if you have any comments, you can say something too.
Well, yes, from the very first clearing, I had such an amazing experience, and I got so much detailed information even then that actually I got the news that my family would increase. And because I was in such self-doubt that I had no idea that you meant me. I actually went around and I was talking to everybody else saying, okay, now, you better watch yourself. I had no idea that meant me. And I had to scramble back to go back and look at my notes, and I'm thinking, she did, and she meant me.
And that was a year ago.
Yes.
So what is meant for us is available to us, and on so many levels. And these wonderful and joyful experiences that you are having are really available to everyone. We are magical. You know, this is not specifically magic, but we are magical, living in a magical universe. If we had more appreciation and more love and more gratitude for our experience, more of our experience would come to us. So I'm so pleased you called in, and I know you've talked about bits and pieces of your story before, but this time I think you really got quite a bit of it in, Latrice.
And I didn't cover it all.
Well, thankfully, I am going to still be available and having more new shows in the middle of October, and I hope everyone will call in and share their experiences, and as we go forward, share what happens in the Quantum Light clearing class, property clearing classes, and participate with us so that we can help others and grow healers for the rest of the world as well. So thank you so much. Brian, are you still with us? Well, we don't have Brian anymore. Thank you, Latrice. Asiya, do you have any last words before we go into commercial?
Oh, we actually have another caller.
Okay, well, let's take it. We're going to live on a while today. We're going to take another call.
All right. This is area code 860, last word 6827. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, everyone, this is Daphne. How are you?
In Lakesh, Daphne. Nice to hear
Hi,
from you.
Yes, I hadn't planned on calling in, but then I looked down at the calendar and I saw today's date. It is exactly 1 year ago today that I had my DNA reconnected and I started my work with you. And so I had to call just for our anniversary together. Yeah, and there was just something that you said, I believe it was to Brian or someone who you had were speaking with, who was complaining about being in a lower vibrational living space, and you said practice becoming high vibrational and the circumstances to move will present itself. And so in this year, I've had two career shifts. I was in a very toxic and abusive low vibrational workspace, and I went to a high vibrational workspace that's mutually honoring, very loving and friendly colleagues. My manager always went by and, "Daphne, let's go sit down and talk about anything." She just wants to be up under me. I've been recommended for a promotion that is a remote position that allows me to live anywhere in the country. So I went from a feeling of restriction or constriction to being able to live anywhere in the country that I desire. So it is true. Practice being high vibrational and circumstances will move themselves or present themselves so that you can really experience freedom. And just in another week, I actually am going to be trained for my second promotion. And the training is being absorbed by the company. It's not a pass-through to the sponsor, which is highly unusual. This is the first time that they've done this. So it's all good. I just wanted to share that with you. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for doing the work you do.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Daphne. I'm so glad that you spoke about the circumstance and work and the circumstance of accepting this level of light into your life. As soon as you accept the light then makes the pathway towards more light. And that was a perfect example of how it worked in your life. And I'm really that was really good for you to share that. And I think I'm going to be seeing you in Chicago in November, aren't I?
Yeah, we're going to see each other soon. Yes, this is great work. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. And for our anniversary, I guess I'll have to send you some flowers. Thank you for keeping up with that. Thank you for keeping up with that.
Never forget. All right, bye.
In Lakesh.
All right, thanks, Daphne and Lakesh. Those are all our callers for now. So,
well, this is going to be just a parting. I'm not leaving. I'll just be joining you on another platform on the 13th of October. The show will always be on a Wednesday. This Soul Solutions platform will still be available, and Ellie Stewart and Asiya will be here holding down the fort. I encourage everyone to join us for Blood Moon coming up, and then I'm looking forward to meeting all the ones who will be in the second October Quantum Light Property Clearing class in Fort Myers, and then also in November. Thank you all for being here. Thank you those who called in. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Daphne. Thank you, Latrice. And thank you, Anahara. Everyone, have a wonderful day. May you always know that you may be, you may have, and you may do anything. In Lakesh, everyone.
In Lakesh, everyone, thank you all for tuning in and listening. It's just the beginning.